At the time, drums were used to forewarn that the natives were going to capture the forts which guarded the western frontier. Daily life in this new land, for the early settlers, was harsh and difficult. First, they needed to tame the land, chopping down trees, in order to be able to plant crops. At times, they needed to defend their land and be wary of attacks from wild animals, such as wolves and bears. Mosquito bites caused severe reactions of swelling and itchiness. Once the work was done, neighbors would gather for an occasional social function. The children would play for hours chasing butterflies and looking for birds' nests. The boys would catch frogs and then tease the girls with them. There would be a delicious picnic lunch spread on the grass. John asked Lily to bring some freshly squeezed lemon juice for the picnic. He found the sour taste of lemonade was refreshing on a hot summer's day. Some of the men would have a drink of homemade in the moonshine before striking up a tune on the fiddle. Square dancing was popular among the young people, and the young lads would leap up to dance with the eligible young ladies. Rivals for a young lady's hand in marriage would tend to compete to walk her home at the end of an evening. The romantic times were few and contrasted sharply with the stern reality of everyday life. Neighbors were also few, and Lily found she was very lonely. She looked forward to the occasional visits of the minister, Robert Ayres, who was a Methodist circuit rider. Meetings would be held in fields or small barns, 3 to 4 times a year. At other times, neighbor women from over the mountain would meet to make quilts, blankets, and cushions, and to gossip about their respective lives. They would share their secret fears regarding their new lives, their hopes for their children's future, and enjoy each other's companionship.